Time for some more unedited Lot-On videos. Let's see if my better camera is working. It occasionally disconnects and then it reconnects. I don't know. Everything is broken. There we go. Sounds like my husband is awake. So good. So time, adjectives, and plurals. So there's the verbs are always going to be the same word. You're not going to have like a past tense and a future tense. There's no verb conjugation that way. You can add an extra word in your sentence to indicate the time or the tense. So you would put your speech act morpheme like be, and then you would put the time and then the verb in the rest of the sentence. And I know my hands are probably backwards from what I'm trying to do. So just ignore my hand placement because I'm not going to be able to coordinate that on the fly. So for instance, if we had eril, it's past, ril is present, aril is future, erile is pat very far past, I'm sorry, arile is very far future, and ril really is hypothetical. This is another example of just a bug in Lot-On, but it's fine because it's a language. Languages have bugs. So for instance, we'll say, are you going to eat later? So this is to eat you later question. Ba arilyodne. I tend to still raise the end of the sentences because I speak English, so we do that when we ask questions. Ba arilyodne. And then you could say, yes, later on I will eat. Be arul yad lewa. Or I did eat in the past. Be arul yad lewa. Or I ate a long time ago. Be arile yad lewa. I will eat a long time in the future. Be arile yad lewa. I'm still bad at the sounds, the tones. And then it'd be like I would eat hypothetically, I guess. Be arile yad lewa. Like, I would eat, but Steve is in the break room. So I don't know. Okay, so now getting to adjectives. If you wanted to say, like, the old lady and not just the lady is old, so the lady is old, well, I have it right here, would be old grandmother. Anyone can see this is a declaration. So that was the sentence form we covered last time. Be balin hothul. So if you wanted to actually say old grandmother, you would have to add the prefix wo to both the verb, the content, and the function. So wo balin, wo hothul. Sorry, I'm like accenting those even though they shouldn't be. It's really hard to speak like accentedless. Wo balin, wo hothul. That would be old grandmother, not just the grandmother is old. So if we say the grandmother is sewing, be adal hothul. So if we wanted to add that all together, here's sewing, here's old grandmother. And generally, it'll be in the same kind of order as in English, like old grandmother. You don't have to worry about the sentence order there. So be adal wobalin wohothul with. And then for plurals, we don't pluralize the noun, we pluralize the verb in there. So the prefix here is me, and there is a, sometimes you can change it to ng instead of me if the verb begins with a D. Oh, okay. I guess that should happen. I never remember that. Who cares? It's a language. Everyone, uses it and then it evolves, right? So if we had right now the woman is working, bevril hal with we. So right now, working woman, as anyone can see. If we're changing it to women are working, we would actually put the plural prefix on the working part. Bevril mehal with wa with we. And again, right now I am singing. This is singing. I, There's also special types of plurals for pronouns. Did I even put that in here? I should probably add that in here. I don't know, where did I cover pronouns? Later, okay, well, we'll go over that too. There's different plural, you can pluralize the pronouns. So in this case, we have melalom, lejwe, so this is indicating an amount of people. We'll go over that in a minute. I'll make a note, need to update that. Here's singular, she was speaking, be erol de bewa, so speaking, third person, they, she, him, it, singular, because it's just be, be erol n de, how do you pronounce that? N de, n de, n de bejwa, and then beautiful woman, wahaya with, and then beautiful women, me wahaya with. So you have your adjective marker and then your plural marker added to that. Plural without a verb. You can also add some words in there for many, few, all, any. And I also have more reference documentation. There's all sorts of stuff. Anyway, let's go over the pronouns now since I put pronouns in the last one before covering it in the first one, or maybe I just need to reorder this lesson to go before the other lesson. So with the pronouns, we have first person, second person, third person, and then we have singular, plural of 2 to 5, some, and then plural of 6 or more, many. So for first person singular, it's le, that's like, I am eating a cake. If we had 2 to 5 people, it would be lej, lej, and then plural len. And again, for second person, ne, nej, nen, be, bej, bin. So I am present, him, hum. I want to read that in English, but it's hum, to be present, to attend. Be hum lewe. And then we are present. Be me hum lejwe. And then objects. So then there's an object marker. If you have studied Esperanto, the object marker is "n". So you could say, mi manĝas pomon. But in here, it's "the". So we added a th to the end of the object. So for instance, we have eat, I am eating, bijodlewa, to eat. If we want to put a object that's happening, doyu is apple, th is the object marker, so be yodle doyuthwa, I am eating an apple. And again, I accented stuff because I just feel like accenting stuff, that's how I speak, right? I'm eating cheese, be yodle odonethwa. Odon is cheese, and then you have to add the E and the TH because you don't want to have the consonants touching. I want a cake. Be nedele shudethwa. So want nede. I cake object. Yeah, I want a cake. Okay. Let's take a breathing break. 2 seconds. Okay, also, and it says in the original grammar book as well, if the context is clear without the object marker, you can leave it off. So for instance, I can speak Ladon, but Ladon can't speak me, so that would be clear no matter what. Okay, now for multiple verbs. So this would be like, I want to go, I want to play, I need to do taxes, stuff like that. So if we have I am eating, it's be yodliwa. But if it's I want to eat, you put your want verb and then the eat verb and then the noun. So be nede yodlewa. I want eat. And then here's with the plurals, so you add the plural to both of those, I suppose. I wrote this, so I'm hoping I'm correct. Again, I was like researching as I was doing it, but sometimes I make mistakes. So I assume that you put the plural marker to both of these. Okay. Finally, the to try to verb. So we have a prefix do for to try. So here's I'm studying. Studying I. And then if we are trying to study, and then again we have to put the H. Du hulanin lewa. Trying to. Vowel separator, and then ulanin. So that's those. Next, we can look at a bunch of different markers because there's a lot of markers for going here, going there, with, for, per, to cause something to happen, through and across. So these are all different affixes. And then these are more advanced topics and those. And then there's also a grammar reference in case you wanted it all on one page. Yay. Okay. We'll revisit later.